Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Chinese manufacturing activity ticked up more slowly than anticipated in September. A survey by HSBC Corporation released today showed that manufacturing activity in the world's number two economy expanded slightly this month, rising to 50.2 from August's 50.1 rating. The index uses a 100-point scale on which numbers below 50 indicate contraction. The price of oil fell sharply this morning to below $102 a barrel amid concerns that U.S. political leaders might not be able to reach a deal on a federal budget needed to avoid a partial shutdown of the government. The U.S. government will reach its borrowing limit or debt ceiling tomorrow. If Congress does not raise that limit, the government will not be able to pay all of its bills. Goldman Sachs estimated that a three-week shutdown would slow the economy's annual growth rate in the October-December quarter by up to 9/10 percentage points. If so, the growth rate next quarter would be a scant 1.6% compared with the market expectations of 2.5% growth. Prices of dried distillers' grains took a plunge in the past week, due largely to decreases in corn prices and corn basis. The DTN weekly DDG spot price average fell $13 per ton in the past 14 days, from $224 2 weeks ago to $211 this past week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,048, is down 147 points. The NASDAQ, 3196, down 26 and 3 quarters. The S&P 500 is 1673. It's down 13 and 1 quarter points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely see good harvest weather for the first part of this week, with very little precipitation of significance expected today or tomorrow. As we move to tomorrow night, though, and into Wednesday, some shower and thunderstorm activity is expected to evolve. Most of this precipitation will be focused on Missouri and Illinois, and as time moves on into late Wednesday and into Thursday, we're going to see a warm front develop across portions of Iowa and northern Illinois into northern Indiana, and the frontal system will lift to the northeast and likely generate some more shower and thunderstorm activity, but this time it'll be probably a little bit better organized and maybe a little bit more intense. We'll look for a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain. Maybe some local totals getting up over an inch will be possible, and again, this will be from eastern Iowa into northern Indiana and northward into Michigan. Now, the showers and thunderstorms occur late tomorrow night into Wednesday across Illinois and Missouri will be random, mostly light, but we could see some half inch to maybe even an isolated three quarter inch amount in a couple of spots. I just don't think the precipitation will be very well distributed initially. The moisture will hang on in that area, but once the warm front forms and lifts to the northeast, it should diminish some of the rain in Missouri and southern portions of Illinois. Now, there will be a strong low-pressure center that will be forming in the northern U.S. plains as we go into Thursday and Friday. Actually, it begins on Wednesday. And this low-pressure center is going to become very intense. It'll produce a lot of wind across the northern plains, and it will then also create some significant rainfall across parts of the Dakotas and from there to the northeast through portions of Minnesota into northern Wisconsin and eventually into Ontario, Canada. The storm system is expected to produce some 1 to 2.5 inch rains, and this is on top of some areas that got some significant rain over the weekend. Areas from central Nebraska to northwestern Minnesota saw some 1 to 2 inch rainfall over this past weekend. It'll be relatively dry in these areas these next couple of days, but more rain later this week on top of that, which has already occurred, is likely to cause greater amounts of delay in some farming activity across the region. Some of the wind speeds behind this storm system late this weekend will get into the range of sustained speeds of 25 to 35 miles per hour. There'll be some gusts getting upwards to 45 and 50 miles per hour, perhaps. The storm has potential to be more intense than that, but I think we'll be conservative with it for right now. The frontal boundary associated with the storm system I just mentioned is not going to be all that impressive when it comes through the Midwest. This storm system will be very deep, a very strong low pressure center, and a lot of times we occlude the fronts in these systems and we end up with just a limited amount of rainfall cutting through the Midwest, and I think that'll be the situation again. Parts of Kansas and Missouri, southeastern Nebraska, and southwestern Iowa may not get any rain out of this whole event, and the same may be true for some areas in eastern Kentucky and some areas in portions of Ohio as well. Rainfall in between, we'll probably see another tenth to five-tenths of an inch of rain, maybe something a little bit greater. But remember, there is that warm front that will be lying across portions of eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and Michigan during midweek this week that will produce some significant rainfall and offer some delays to field work. Temperatures are going to be above average across the Midwest this week. We're expecting to see the high temperatures initially starting off running in the 70s and 80s. In fact, we'll see that dominate a big part of the region with the exception of the Great Lakes region today where some 60s will occur. But those 70s and 80s will likely prevail all the way into Thursday and Friday of this week. Cooler air will come in behind the bigger storm system over the weekend. We'll look for highs coming back into the 50s and 60s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, while we'll likely see readings further to the southeast, cooling down to the mostly 70s. Low temperatures at night could get cool enough for a little bit of frost to develop in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt at the end of this week or early into the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey. Your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 733.5, up 1.75. December soft wheat, 684.5, up 1.5. December corn, 458, up 4. July, 484.75, up 3.75. November soybeans, 1313.75, down 6. July, 1259.25, down 5.25. October soybean meal, 419.80, down 10. October soybean oil, 41.36, down 15. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO up there in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. It is a report day, quarterly grains stock report, and a small grain annual summary report as well for the wheat. Last 2 years, corn limit up or limit down. We had limit moves in the last 2 years. Don't know if we'll have a surprise in corn necessarily this year. But do you think this report does have the potential for a surprise somewhere?
Well, if you go back just in the last couple years, Dave, you have to assume there's some surprise somewhere. Of all the reports that have offered the most excitement in the markets, I guess is a word for it. You'd say it's the stocks report, basis on what the USDA has said versus market expectations. So it seems like we've seen a lot of these volatile moves on stocks reports. So if you're just going off of that, you would assume there'll be some surprise somewhere. Market's not expecting a whole lot of change, expecting ending stocks on beans to be about the same around that 125 million bushels, expecting corn ending stocks up 25 to 30 million bushels from the 661 we saw in the last supply-demand report. So not expecting a lot of movement, but that's probably when you'll see some surprise due to the fact that you're not expecting much change.
I think even though, the math is there for all of us to do, particularly in the soybeans, because exports were 15 million bushels higher than the September WASDE report. It's a fact. We sold them and sent them on their way. So you would think you would do the math and take the 125 and subtract the 15 from it at a minimum.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, sometimes in these stocks report, it's not exactly what the numbers turn out to be, and that's why we've had such a variance between what the market has expected and what the numbers actually come out with. So it's hard to expect anything going into these stocks report, and that's why we'll probably see some surprise somewhere. Just the question is whether or not it's on the corn or bean side, and who knows, it could be on both. I think the reality is with the crop progress, expected to show about 15% of the corn harvest done and 10% of the beans this afternoon. That still shows a lot of harvest still to come, and yields continue to be a little better than expected. So at least on the upside, you wonder if the upside is going to be a little bit limited here with the harvest still ahead of us.
I almost wondered if we might see a bearish report, if that's potentially possible.
Yeah, that is, extremely possible here. We could see something like that. So probably won't be unchanged. How about that for going on
that day? Thank you very much,
All right,
Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red December wheat is 732 3/4, up one. Soft December, 684 3/4, up 1 3/4. December corn, 458 3/4, up 4 3/4. July is 485 1/4, up 4 1/4. November soybeans, 1314, down 5 3/4. July, 1259 1/4, and they are down 5 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.